It is 10 minutes past the hour of 9 on this Wednesday, August 3rd, and I'm always pleased as punch to have in the studio Mayor Hillary Adams, the Honorable Mayor of Mountain Home. Always has good news for us. We're going to talk a little bit about taxes today. We're going to talk a little bit about music and soccer. You want to start off with soccer, Mayor?
Let's do, Kim. The city Parks and Recreation Department this year will be at a putting on a soccer program down at Racedal Soccer Complex, very similar to what's gone on down there for 25 years or so now, only it will be a city-ran program that we're doing, and registration's open now. You can contact the youth center to get registered. You can go online through the city's website and just navigate over to Parks Department and down to youth sports and complete your registration online. The registration is open through August 24th.
Okay.
They have already scheduled dates for coaches clinic.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get all that set up, we'll have coaches clinics on August 30th and 31st. We will then have some player evaluation days to get the kids down there and try to set our teams up to where that they're as equitable as we can be, based on the player skills. And our target date right now is September 24th to start soccer down there. Anyone has any questions about that? We are looking at doing something a little bit different now that the city will be doing it. And those fields have lights on them down there, certain ones do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're thinking about maybe instead of doing everything on Saturday and that park be so crazy on Saturday and everybody have to tie up their Saturdays for soccer,
mm-hmm.
we're looking to maybe play like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and if need be, Saturday. But also, if we do, we don't want the same people to have to play every Saturday or every Monday, because people might occasionally like to have a Saturday off. It's in the fall to go to a football game that
right.
Saturday or something. So we're going to try to spread the schedule out, utilize the complex throughout the week, turn the lights on down there, and make that park a lot busier place for youth soccer. And right now, school starts back, what, about the 20th, something like that, I believe
yep.
it is, somewhere
mm-hmm.
in that range. So hopefully when the little ones get back in school, we'll start seeing a lot more get registered for it. But we're just trying to get that information out right now and let everybody know. You can contact the Youth Center if you have any questions at 424-7275,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be more than happy to try to help you. So
I like that idea of the flexibility.
In the past, it's always basically been a Saturday deal. And this
and
year...
And it does get really crazy out there.
It does. And so it ties up, if your little ones are going to play soccer the way it's been done in the past, you just had to commit, several Saturdays there in the fall, and this will open that up.
That's nice.
And, we may still use Saturdays based on the numbers. We may have to use some Fridays, but it's kind of going to be number-driven and then weather-driven at that time of the year. But it gives us a lot of flexibility doing it this way.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Anyone who wants to help,
yeah,
too.
I was going to say, do you need
a sponsor?
Volunteers? Yeah.
If there's a soccer person out there who's been involved and understands the game and coaches, and a lot of times the best coach out there might not be somebody that knows the game as well. Somebody wants to have a fun time with kids and get them out there that enjoys being around the kids and make sure they have a good time. That's as
sure.
important as anything.
It is. It is. Okay. I agree with you, too. It should be fun. It shouldn't be
yeah.
a punishment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen that, too. Yeah. I know.
So, there's a lot of opportunity and for help in that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that would like to help those kids or that soccer program or at the youth center or the parks department, we'll take all the help we can get from anywhere.
We had good tax numbers again, too, didn't we?
We did. We got our July sales tax numbers in, and we're still setting just slightly over 7% increase, with that over last year's total. So all that is still running real well. It's going to be anxious. That number we got in was for May.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get August, that'll be for June, which was probably the first full month that we'll see after school was out And we know we've definitely seen an increase in tourist traffic and stuff since May. So anxious to see what comes in August and if this trend continues like it has.
I am too. And last but not least, let's hit a little bit on the summer concert series. It's winding down.
It is.
Still got a couple left.
We got a couple left, August 20th and September the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Ricky has announced on August 20th, that'll be a group called Dial Up.
Okay.
I haven't seen them, but I was here at a place eating this week, and a man and lady came up to me and said they were so excited Dial-Up was going to be here, and I thought, what are you talking about? They knew them because they had played at a wedding for them years ago. I understand they're like an 80, 90 type cover type band.
Well, if it says Dial-Up, that kind of makes you think about phones and dialing a phone,
yeah,
right?
The area there, uh-huh, for sure. So, that's coming August 20th. You know, Rotary Club's got a lot of things going on down there that night. The new playground's open at Hickory and new restroom. So
that's seeing some action, too, every time I drive by.
That's seeing a lot of action. So August 20th will be a good night down there. Hopefully the weather will be favorable. And then the concert series will close on September 3rd.
We don't know who's playing.
We don't know yet. Ricky, I'm sure Ricky does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he keeps all that kind of stuff within his own.
He keeps it close to the vest, doesn't he?
He keeps it between his ears.
Uh-huh.
And
I have a feeling it's going to be a big time
send-off. I think he's said a couple things to me this week and asked a few questions. And I think we're going to see a good close to the year. And you know, hopefully that... you know, we couldn't do that again without the help of Baxter Healthcare, that Mountain Home AMT, and then the other sponsors that are out there that Ricky recruits, you know, mm-hmm, to help us put that on. And there's several of them, you know, and I wouldn't want to go in and try and name some of them because I'd surely miss one or two. But we definitely appreciate that help and Rotary getting up there and organizing an event like they do and stuff. So it's been a great year so far down there, and I'm sure Ricky's going to have a pretty good show these next two coming up.
It's just getting better and better all the time.
It does, you know, and we're getting a lot of people to inquire about it now. What's going to be going there? You know, we've had some resorts this year reach out to us, mm-hmm, and make sure they know who was there. So when they had visitors here in the resorts, if they wanted to come,
sure,
some else do. So it's growing, and you know, Ricky told me in the beginning, you need, in order to make something like this successful, you need about 3 to 4 or 5 years before it becomes really established. And mm-hmm, this is year three, and it's gone very good. And we haven't had any issues or problems.
I was just going to say
people
that,
come,
sir.
Come, enjoy themselves.
Haven't heard one bad thing. Yeah. We're not seeing any, you know, bad news stories or nothing. It's all positivity, which is great.
It's been great. And they are already, Ricky and a few folks, working on 23 season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of some things they're trying to do and some things they'd like to add to that mix next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little different schedule, including some double nights, say a Friday, Saturday night, so you know you got a whole weekend of it. So there's some things like that being discussed right now already for next year.
Nice. It's always a joy and a privilege to have you in the studio, Mayor. I appreciate you taking the time to stop by and keep us informed as to what's going on in the city. You got your finger on the pulse of Mountain Home, don't you?
We'll try to keep it there. Try to keep it there. I got one sticking out all the time.
That's for sure. Thanks again, sir. We appreciate
you. Thank you.